Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
It's downright impossible to keep up with guys that are in and out of the lineup in the NBA, just like it was with the NFL. It just kind of is what it is, Ken. But Bradley Beal has entered COVID protocols once again for the Wizards, so he will not be playing tonight. And as of a few minutes ago, that game for the Wizards against the Thunder was taken down. I do see the Wizards now. It looks back at Bet Rivers at -6.5, and you get them on the money line at -250.
Okay. So it was 8.5 there before he went down. I actually kind of like the Wizards. So I don't know how you felt about the game.
It did drop. Yeah, and then the total on that's 211. So this is the problem with the Wizards. And look, I've seen this story so many times over the years being in DC. I spent an entire season doing a Wizards TV show when they lost 50 games, and that was before and after every game. So let me tell you, the Wizards have mentally exhausted.
Which season was that? Was that a couple years ago?
Yeah, this was the year they traded Otto Porter. So this was at least 3 years ago. It was my first year at the previous network I was at.
Okay.
So yeah, it was the last year of Ernie Grunfeld's horrible tenure. Yeah, but Wall was still out. So Wall was out, or that was when Wall got hurt. They lost.
So he got hurt
games
in that year, right? And it was like, yeah, he's actually going to miss like this year and the next one.
It was when they thought they had heel spurs or something, and then it was like, never mind, he's now torn his Achilles, and we won't see him back for a really long time.
Right. That also was, he's making $78 million per year.
Yeah, that was a great deal. Let me tell you something. Ernie Grunfeld, general manager that was great at trying to put out his own fires. He's like, he's the guy that goes and sets a fire in the house. And then he runs to the other part of the house and goes, no, look, there's a fire over here instead, but I fixed that one over there. It's good.
Who did that? Who set that thing? Somebody ought to put that out, right?
Pay no attention to the kitchen fire over here. I've cleaned everything up. It's fine. But there's also a whole lot, like, I mean, Otto Porter and $100 million was just asinine. The Nets offered him that, and he was like, no, we got to match it. Like, are you kidding me? Let him go. This was a great way to get out of it. But I could spend an entire segment about how terrible he was. That's not going to matter in this show. But, you know, it's still lingering. Though I have seen a lot of, you know, not necessarily reports, but I think people that are looking at this situation now in the NBA where it's starting to dwindle off a little bit in terms of guys going in and out of protocols. You're starting to get everybody coming out of it and being, I don't want to say safe from it, but I guess you could say in a place where they're not going to go back in. But then now Bradley Beal has. I'm assuming it's because he was a close contact, because I know he did get at least like one shot of the vaccine. Now he decided to go ahead and get it. But it's still a factor. Like, it's still a factor in this year. It's like we're now pretending that we're like talking about stuff that we really aren't qualified to totally talk about, and we have to do it. And it's just really hard to deal with this game in and game out.
I think the good news, if we're looking for it, if we're looking for the silver lining, is that, you know, you sort of like the arc of how many of these news stories come up day by day. We were in the absolute kind of pit of misery, to use Acosta's term, with just trying to handicap NBA games around Christmas time, right? So the week before Christmas, through Christmas, into New Year's, COVID outbreak on every team, 7-8 players. We had the emergency contract. We literally had to create a new type of contract to allow players to sign to play these games. So
but it's
still
been fun, though, man. We got Lance Stephenson back in the NBA.
We got the Lance game. We got Joe Johnson hitting the dagger for Boston. We got that moment, too.
50-year-old Joe Johnson.
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, I mean, we got like all the greats have come back, basically. So it was kind of fun.
They would just pluck everybody out of the big three, and you would just see like Al Harrington come back to the NBA, and Big Baby Davis was back in. And let's just get all the guys in, man.
Joe Johnson crushed the big three, I think, this year. I think his team, I don't know if his team won. They had the best record. I don't know if they won the playoffs. I wasn't following that closely, but I'm pretty sure they had the best. They were called like the I don't even run or guess. It's the three something.
I don't know what
their name was, but
have you ever bet on the big three?
I haven't.
Can you bet on the big three?
Okay. But I have.
Can
you oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. You can bet on the big three.
I've never considered it.
Like the limits are massive. Yeah. They're not, but it's listed. There's definitely a few offshores that take bets on the big three. I don't know if domestics list it necessarily or if they want to, which and some of their policies I think we could talk about too next. But just to your point, the reason why I'm more optimistic is if you just look at December 25th, January 1st, now. It's definitely on sort of a trajectory of more players are playing every night, more stars are playing every night. And the COVID protocols are a big part of that, but just players are starting to come back from injury too. Like Clay played yesterday, Kyrie's playing tonight. Mm-hmm. Like going to come back in the next couple of weeks. Somebody else just came back from injury. I just missed their name with Lillard, but like the return from injury guys are helping a lot too. So it's both of those things are occurring in tandem, right? Joe Johnson played for the triplets. Skyland tells me, I thought it was the three something, but whatever, triplets is three. So I guess that makes sense. So I'm just a little more optimistic, I think, in terms of like, yeah, this is going to still be a thing. Not nearly as much of a thing as it was Christmas and New Year's. And it's started to get more fun to handicap the games a little bit because COVID is less of a consideration in the handicap. Now, I mentioned I like the Wizards tonight before the Beal thing happened. Now I have to rerun my number and figure out what I want to do. Probably not bet the game, but you know, that's happening less. It used to happen every single game, every single night. Now it's happening to like a couple games. And at least that's progress of a certain kind, even though it's not going back to pre-COVID times.
This Draymond Green thing, I was just reading it during the break about what happened with him the other night. So the backstory essentially is Draymond Green wanted to be out there during warmups and everything to be a part of Klay Thompson's return. So
correct.
He started the game against the Cavs, but committed a foul 7 seconds into the game and was taken out. But the news broke a few minutes before tip-off that he was going to do that. So people rushed to take unders on every prop they could.
That's
on Draymond Green, knowing that it was guaranteed if he's going to play 7 seconds, he's hitting the under on everything. And now there's basically fights with books on this, which, by the way, that's brilliant if you're able to catch that and do that in time. I would throw down thousands of dollars on his unders just over that. But it's created a real dilemma right now. You said you know some people that actually were able to do this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The liability for these bets is in the millions for books. And when I say these bets, I don't mean like in general. I mean, no, literally this Draymond Green situation. These are million-dollar decisions that sportsbooks are having to make collectively about what to do. And I think this sort of shines a light on a really interesting thing for like legal sports betting in the country. Just, you know, something that we have to kind of like figure out like what we're going to do about it, like how the regulation's going to work. And if operators want to operate domestically, like this is part of the deal in terms of like offering these bets and having your house rules and having them followed to a T. Like these are legitimate bets. Is it like a weaselly thing to do? No kidding. And also it's completely fair under the rules as they're posted. So like for people, and I think Nick, I thought you did a good job of explaining the story, but just to like expand it just like a little bit more, you know, you're sitting at your computer, there are Draymond Green props posted. If Draymond doesn't play, period, as anybody who can kind of bet anything tells you, like if the player doesn't play, it's no action, you get your money back. That's usually how it works. Actually, it's usually listed as has to start, for even some player props. I know for NFL, some places it's they have to play. For NBA, sometimes I think it's they have to start in certain spots. But like the point, like you understand it, like if he's out with an injury, it's not like you can bet unders and get paid on them. Like if he's on the bench in street clothes, you're not going to get paid on them, just to bring everybody under the tent here. But if he, it would be the same if an NFL player on the first snap of the game got injured. Jameson Williams in the title game last night for Alabama, those unders cashed, like tore up his knee in the third quarter, which is brutal. And we wish him all the best. And the unders paid, like all of those things together. So it's part of the deal when you bet. Make bets. So I'm sure there were a lot of people that saw the, I think Shams had it first, but Woj reported it also. Hey, like we weren't sure if Draymond was going to play, but he's warming up and we're being told that he's actually going to start tonight and is going to commit a foul after the first possession to come out of the game. So that became public news and everyone rushed to basically create as much action on those bets as possible. So there are two ways to do that, right? Way number one is just bet the prop under, right? That's the easiest way to do it. But bet two takes advantage of like a really interesting development in the domestic space, which is the domestic sports books all have created same game parlay bets, and they're really fun and they're heavily promoted and advertised. The show sponsor of this show, Bet Rivers, has them. It's a really fun bet to play, honestly. Like, getting away from the math and the EV of everything. Yeah, it's a fun bet. Like, they create a fun bet that they can give to people.
They're one of my favorite things. Even though, you know, they're difficult to hit on, they're fun. I always want to at least just have, like, one in there. Just why not? Just in case.
Right. And the sports, like, just like any parlay, forget same game parlay, just like any parlay, does the sports book make money on parlays? Of course they do. Like, you, like, know what you're getting into, but, like, that's like, is it fun for me to go buy a Mega Millions ticket when it's over 500 million? Yeah. Do I know I'm, like, lighting a dollar on fire? Probably. Is it still really fun to do it? Yes. So, like, it's the difference when you go to a casino. Do you have your eyes open about what you're doing when you play the games? Of course. So, but part of the same game parlays, just to be honest, like, part of the deal is when you offer them, there are ways to take advantage of them in some really creative ways, and people found ways to parlay all of his unders together. And it's not just that they were allowed to parlay all of his unders together in a same game parlay, so under points, under rebounds, under assists, they were allowed to do so for a very large sum of money in terms of the bets that were created. $1,000 same game parlays, $5,000 same game parlays, which kind of raises a question about, like, how much risk should the books be taking on these same game parlays? Like, how profitable do they have to be willing to take that risk? It's basically this story and to a slightly different degree, the correlated parlay story with the Jaguars over the Colts and the tie in the Raiders Chargers, which was another correlated parlay. So different thing. One was same game, one was correlated, but, like, parlays and domestic sports books, these two stories have both occurred in the last few days, and they just kind of shine a light on, like, how are domestic sports books going to kind of change what they want to do going forward? Are they going to, like, limit how much risk they want to take on this stuff? Because what I hope happens is, like, I hope they're forced to honor every single one of these. If you're going to open the market and list it, then this is, like, part of the deal, basically. And that opens up all kinds of other conversations. Like, what if a sportsbook signs Shams or Woj to be their person? And, like, then they get the information first and they get to take down the, like, think about all the ways, all the streets we can go down here in the next 5 to 10 years as legal sports betting just continues to grow with these types of issues, the information that bettors possess that gives them an advantage over the sportsbook when the sportsbook is unaware, even if for a matter of seconds or for a matter of minutes, how does that change and evolve and develop? That's going to be interesting to follow.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I have some friends that are very big on shoe drops, right? Like, new Jordans come out and they are on their laptop or their phone instantly trying to click buy those as soon as they can. I can imagine that was the same rush that so many of these people had and tried to accomplish when they saw this news actually break and they had that opportunity. But you're right. It's going to be one of those things where it's incredibly complicated and it's going to be really difficult to figure out how you come up with a resolution with this now, but then also in the future too, if you're these sports books and you were worried about this liability, what you're going to have to deal with moving forward. So you're not put in this position. Cause I'll tell you this, right. I love same game parlays. So we need to make sure those can happen.
Can we save the same game parlays? Well, it's worth noting one of the advantages that the legal sports book sells to the consumer is, that, like, you're not meeting a guy in a back alley and handing him an envelope full of money, right? Like, it's basically takes above board all of that arrangement. It's regulated. It's like an above board regulated industry, right? It has monitoring and oversight and open lines of communication to sort of dispute claims. Whereas, like, if you're betting with, like, a bookie, you get into a dispute with an offshore sports book. It's a guy in customer service in Costa Rica who might just at some point just be like, I'm out. See ya. And, like, what are you going to do? File a complaint with the Better Business Bureau? Fly to Costa Rica? Right. Like, what are your things? So, but the other side of that coin is like, if you're going to present yourself as like, we're this very legitimate option and we do this. And to the domestic's credit, there was only one that had a lot of dispute about the Draymond thing. All the other ones just paid. They paid it as winners. They took the L. It's a horrible situation for the book. Like, we got caught in a spot, which never happens, by the way. What a bizarre situation.
Right.
And they paid.
Right.
But part of the deal of being this, hey, like, play with us because we're regulated and it's legal and like it's in the US now. Part of that deal is then got to pay out on this stuff. Otherwise, like, what's the difference? Like, otherwise, if you're gonna like find ways to weasel out of these things, then what's the difference between you and the guy who's gonna refuse to pay in these situations, which I'm sure so many local bookies refuse to pay or tried to figure out ways to not pay because they're an unregulated industry.
Yeah, it's clearly going to be something that they're going to have to watch even more moving forward. I am distracted quickly, though, because there's breaking NFL news that really has me distraught.
I almost want to call Nick. But, like, we should almost call him. I know. It's his off day, and we're not going to call him, but like, we should almost call him.
Right. Joe Judge is out, according to multiple reports, with the Giants. No! As somebody that wanted to see him coach the Giants for the next 10 years because he's a moron, I cannot believe that they did this. They teased us. We thought he was still going to be the head coach. Everybody's sitting here in Washington saying, hey, at least there's one team that Washington's going to be better than over the next few years. Nope. Now the Giants may go out and get a credible GM and a credible head coach, and Washington's going to sit there going, hey, we have Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. This will be good. Don't worry. Things will be fine. I was so excited to see at least the possibility that Joe Judge was going to stay with the Giants, and now everything has been shot down, and I'm distraught.
I would have been really curious. I was already starting to think about, what do I think the win total for the Giants would be if they had kept Joe Judge? You'd have Daniel Jones coming back for his final year, and Judge returning to a locker room that a lot of the reports were, there were loud voices like, this can't stay like this. And I mean, how could it when you run a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 8 from your own 5-yard line? Like, how could that happen? Aaron Rodgers mocking you on Pat McAfee's show today. Like, Aaron Rodgers' quote on the Judge play, like, okay, Matt, referring to LaFleur, like, call that in and see what happens if that was our team. Like, see what happens. Like, I mean, this is Rodgers on the air. Like, when you're a laughing stock, like, God, what would the win total have been? I mean, what were they this year? 6.5 or something like that? Might have been the lowest win total in the league next year, depending on how Houston's roster develops. Like, that was going to be a really combustible situation. I was actually starting to think about that win total already. So.
Yeah, Bill, I'm with you. Yeah, I think he did that to get fired. That just felt like he was just like, screw this. It was a middle
finger. I guess,
but don't worry. Remember, he has a lot of former players. He has a lot of former players that are calling him, telling him they wish that they were still there. So that's totally
legit. Isn't the Shermer regime. Thank you, Joe.
This is the guy. I got a girlfriend. She just goes to another school. She calls me every night. That's exactly who he is. Jason Sobel could have joined us next. We'll get into some golf. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.